exactly the way he said in Isaiah. And he runs the enemies to the end of the earth, slaying them with those horns and fire. Now I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to plant this in your mind. And I want to let it just let there a little while. I said, Lord, what if there's not one that'll go with me? He said, well, when I complete my work and move inside of you, said, then two of us are one, aren't we? Okay. You don't believe that? It hath been given, it hath been received. Ooh, oh, the love of our corn releases to me the Spirit of glory, which has smite everything, hath been destroyed. His steps of salvation are made so plain. When you accept Jesus Christ, your spirit comes alive, and he dwells in your spirit with his life of heaven. And the Holy Ghost breathes through you his life. And the next step of Christ, so simple, is heavenly flesh and blood does possess you. And his breath of faith, by the Mother Holy Ghost, breathes all inside and makes you one. And the next step of life, into his fullness, as in resurrection power, he moves inside and takes possession of your blood, flesh, and breath, to agreeing together. Both are one. Oh, the plan of God is for the obedient, not those that are dumb in hearing their own way, but in looking at Jesus, suffering above the throne, and in weeping come together, in obedience in faith. Oh, the love of God,
the love of God
that flows through his Son. By the Holy Ghost that makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one. By crushing the old,
by crushing the old.
Oh, the love of God,
the love of God,
moving through his Son,
moving through his Son.
By the Holy Ghost,
by the Holy Ghost,
makes us all one.
Makes us all one.
Oh, the love of God, watch it now. Is something to behold.
Is something to behold.
He makes us all new.
He makes us all new.
By smiting the old.
By smiting the old.
Oh. Oh, the Spirit of glory,
the Spirit of glory,
that keeps everything moving,
keeps everything moving,
from age to
age, age to age,
eternity unfold,
eternity unfold,
now released through our Lord. Down in our generation,
down in our generation,
by smiting with a mantle,
by smiting with a mantle,
we make it all feel. Completed.
His plan now completed.
You both live together.
You both live together.
Inside your temple.
Inside your temple.
Your body of flesh.
Body of flesh.
Ruling and reigning.
Ruling and reigning.
In glory and fire. Manifest his life through you. His plan complete.
His plan complete.
Oh, the love of God.
Love of God.
Moving through his Son.
Moving through his Son.
By the Spirit of glory.
By the Spirit of glory.
Makes us all one. Oh, the love of God,
the love of God,
is something to behold,
is something to behold,
makes us all one,
makes us all one,
by smiting the
old.
Go through these three steps again in song, where you'll have them all together. It's so easy and so simple. The way is so plain that though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. And the yoke is so easy and the burden so light. Until the prudent and religion reject it because they think they have to carry a heavy burden and wear a hard yoke. This is the reason why the Lord has been walking with you in this thing for the last 14, 15 years, continually hammering on you about that old hard yoke and that old heavy burden. Planting in you a conviction that this thing was of hell. Walking on you again against religion. Make folks try to do the work of Christ. Satan deceiving them. Because this age of grace and glory is defiled by the prudent religious works of man and the works of your flesh. Reason why I walk on you. I made a little mistake, Brother Pelham. Brother just jumped all over me. You know where you were headed? You do now, don't you? You were headed back to the old covenant, making vows, I will not do this and I will not do that. Couldn't let you go back to the old covenant. Suffered too much, brought you too far for that. Oh! Might you were a spirit of glory. I can't deliver you a rebuke. I rebuke and show you what's wrong. Then I smite you with that spirit of glory. Oh. Three steps now. Listen to it. His steps to his fullness, are made so plain. When you accept Jesus, your spirit comes alive, and he dwells in your spirit with his life of heaven, and he breathes his life by the Holy Ghost. Number two, the next step of Christ is so simple. His heavenly flesh and blood does possess you, and his breath of faith by the Mother Holy Ghost breathes all inside and makes you one. The next step of life, into his fullness, as in resurrection power, he moves inside and takes possession of your blood, flesh, and breath. To agreeing together, both are one. Now listen, his plan now completed, you both live together inside your temple. Your body of flesh, ruling and reigning in glory and fire, manifesting his light. His plan now complete. Reading, we're going over this. Because many of you went through that second step, and you're moving quickly into that third step. You've already begun to feel in you. Several of you begin to feel in you. That moving that you're one with Christ in there. You didn't understand it, you know what to do with it. So this is the reason why I moved you hurriedly into your counsel. And walked on you a little bit when you started resisting me and doing me in disobedience. To the right, to let the old turtle of the sea suck you back into your old way of life of trying. You didn't know that was Leviathan, didn't you? The seed of Satan left right there inside of your flesh. It tries to suck you back into your old way. But God, through the Spirit of glory, puts a hook in his mouth. Remember Isaiah and the Leviathan puts a hook in him and draws him to the top. And that's what he's done to you this morning. Oh! Through the Spirit of glory. That searches the sea. He hooks the seed of Satan. Pulls it out of me. And leaves my body free. To move in grace and glory. And rest in him. We both are one. Oh, the love of God. Moving through his Son. By the Holy Ghost. That makes us both one. The love of God. Is something to behold. He makes us all new by smiting the old. Oh, the wine of the grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine. Makes us all one. As the love of God crushes the old way, we flow together. All are one. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one's in pain, we all do hurt. When one's in need, we all feel it. The love of God. Is something to behold. When one disobedient, the whole body suffers. When one lags behind, the whole body is slow in the finishing of glory. There'll be no more laggards, No more disobedience. The Lord, He cuts off them. And He trims His body. And He purges out the old ones. Bring forth the new into His throne. Now you understand why I get so on you? Now this spirit of glory will work. And it doesn't mean He's going to throw you out of the church because you're slow. Doesn't mean that. But what happens is He begins to pull out those that are obedient, and He begins to put them in positions. And you that are disobedient, He leaves you sitting right there. Now you'll sit right there for a little while, and He'll long suffer with you. But when the full thing is delivered to you, and you still disobey, I guarantee Him to cut you off. But you're not going to be that, are you? We right now, all of us, going to bring our mantle right here on the sea of glass if you want to. And we're going to smote ourselves first. Oh, now don't put it there yet. Don't do it. Y'all trying to get too anxious on it. Oh, let everyone come here if they will. Oh. We're going to smote ourselves and our head and our heart and our body. And then we're going to lay them down there on a sea of glass and agree together, all right? Let's go. Hath been destroyed. Hath been destroyed. Hath been destroyed. Spirit of glory hath been released. Oh, oh, the love of God. I'm blocking the way there. Y'all don't have to get it in there. Y'all can smoke one another. It'll be all right. Oh, the love of God moving through His Son by the Holy Ghost that makes us both one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by smiting the old. Oh, the wine of the grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine, and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He harvests the grape by smiting the old. Oh. put yourself in there and let them put all over you. Oh, this mantle is not a play pretty. You're not supposed to lose it. Oh, all of you don't have one, haven't been baptized yet, you'll get it Sunday over Dallas. Oh, yeah, you'll get it. Oh, and when you get it, we'll all get it again. Oh. Now I want to tell you the plan of God for maturity. Every church that he sets in order in Fort Worth is the first one. He sets in a continual plan. You see that tape deck up there? 24 hours a day, he'll have, starting back with number 29, the full plan of a new creation. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, following his plan. That will be moving one of the teachings and music on one of these tapes. Oh, yes, 31 of them so far. And he said, don't shut the door day or night. That means that someone be here, sleep here, you know. And anyone wants to come in, they can move in anytime they want to. Then they'll be having services at regular time, too, you know, to operate the gifts and this and that and other. Oh, then we're going to set that in Dallas that way. That in Greenville that way, that in Memphis that way, that in Mexico that way, that in Durand that way, that in California that way, that in Fresno that way, and here we go. This is what the Lord said, do it. How else are you going to move into the fullness of things? You can come up here, you got a little time. You don't have to stay at home, fret around. Come up here and get you a chair or something, pad, lay down over there, sit down, listen to that moving through you. Move into your ministry. Bring someone that needs deliverance. Sister Miles, you got someone that needs to have Joel's locusts eating around on them? Bring them up here and the tape going on. Let Joel's locusts eat on them. You know what will happen when that happens, don't you? Then we'll have a tape library for the special tape for you that want to listen to counsel like this one this morning, and the one last night, and the one yesterday morning, which is a real blessing. And go right back there in that room. We'll have it set aside where you can just go back there and do anything you want. You won't have to be. See, the reason the Lord does this, because in our homes and out and our friend and everything, hey, somebody always, the devil always pesters you, doesn't he? And God said in that day, he said, my people have got to have a place of peace. They got to have a place of seclusion where they can come and move together. You see it written all in the volume. Jesus called it the prayer closet. And then he said, my house should be made a house of prayer. Said, I've got to have some place for them to come and be shut off from all of this mess going on if I ever move them into maturity. So we're sent to obey him. That's all we're doing. Have been obeyed, and I don't care if they're not, but two or three, he said, I'll provide that place for them. And he said, you must put it in operation. Have been obeyed. Oh. Oh, the love of God moving through his Son by the Holy Ghost makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all new by crushing the old. Oh, the grape of the vine, which the fruit of the branch, and the fruit of the vine, and they are one. They run together under the crushing of his love. Ooh. Your way is gone. All one anew. Bring ye your grapes. to my treadmill of loving. And in obedience, let me smash out the old. So you run together in my spirit of glory that for ages on end your wonder they'll behold. Oh, the plan of God by the smiting of the mantle through the spirit of glory he crushes the old and lets out the new wine up to the horse's bridle and the whole world flows with the wine of his vine. Oh, the love of our God moving through his Son by the Holy Ghost makes us all one. Love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by smiting the old. Whether you realize it or not, you've had the mystery of the ages revealed to you in the little song this morning. And don't despise it, because this is a fulfillment of his plan. He said in that day, he said, I'll make all the world one blood. And everybody thought he was talking about natural blood. Heavenly blood of Christ moving in us. And I'll destroy all divisions. He hath said it, it hath been done. Now, if you're the generation and you're the group of people to move in obedience to this, okay. But if not, as long as I can get a couple of you, you and I'd agree together. It's all I need, and move in obedience. He turns the horns of that throne down. And then all hell breaks loose. I mean this. The horns of the unicorn are a terrible thing. And he cleanses the earth of the disobedient beast. And he makes way for the obedient creation. Now it may have to start with another Adam and Eve. But he fully intends to make it do that, if that's what it takes. Once and in a long suffering, when he turned the horn of those altars down, look out. That means the whole host of heaven has come against disobedience. But he has ordained that this is it. The earth now will be cleansed. Daniel said the sanctuary cleansed. The sanctuary promised to Jesus Christ is the earth. Said, you suffer, Father said, I'll suffer with you, and it's yours. Now, when he yields, when he turns those horns, that unicorn down, and I've already seen him turn them down in the spirit. I've never lied to you yet. I'm going to start now. I looked in the spirit and I saw him turn them down just like that. I said, oh, Lord. He said, a little bit longer. He turned them down three times. I said, oh, Lord, a little bit longer. And Isaiah said with the horns of the unicorn, said he pursues the wicked to the end of the earth. He doesn't just clean out one. Everybody clean to the end of the earth. And he's painted the picture during the 1,000 years of dark ages. When he just let the plagues of Egypt come on the world. That's all he did during the dark ages. For 1,000 years, the light of humanity almost went out under witchcraft, wickedness. People turned into hunchbacks and gnomes and demons worshiping all that. History almost went out under religion, the old mother whore church. But he painted a picture. That's the plagues of Egypt. The world not going anymore receive the plagues of Egypt. Only just sort of warnings. Now is the time of the unicorn and fire. But they're not for the obedient. They're for the protection of the obedient. Hath been made obedient. Oh, the love of God moving through His Son by the Holy Ghost made us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth anew by crushing the old. Oh, the wine of the grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine, and makes us all one. The love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by crushing the old. Oh, the treadmill of love that crushes away by the Spirit of glory, and by faith we obey. It brings forth His life and the love of His blood, and we all run together. We're made all one. Oh, 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 oh. Hath been ministered, hath been received, hath been obeyed. So we feel His love and the Spirit of glory that moves all around us has tied us together and made us one. Oh, the love of God flowing through His Son by the Holy Ghost that makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by smiting the old. Oh, the wine of the grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine and makes us all one in a treadmill of love. They all crush together, and the Spirit of glory makes them all one. Oh, the harvest of the earth is something to behold in the winepress of God, and it makes them all one. To the horses' bits all over the world, the mass of people in the love of God for many centuries, suffering has ruled, and people on the heel of Satan hath cried out, and the love of God hath formed him a treadmill. The young and the old begin treading in his love. They walk the earth with the feet of the treadmill, breathing breath of power and fire, with the love of God to the obedient. They harvest the earth, burn the wicked with fire. Nothing that I won't do to protect my heritage that I've placed in you and deliver the earth to my begotten Son, as promised in my covenant. Through suffering he won. Oh, the love of God that flows through his Son by the Holy Ghost and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God,
is something to behold.
He makes us all one
by smiting the old.
My spirit of glory,
that releases my full love,
flows from one to the other,
and makes them all one.
Oh, the wine of the grape,
that flows from the branch.
That flows from the vine,
and it made us one,
the love of God,
is something to behold.
He flows us together,
by smiting the old.
Say not I'm nothing. Thou art a grape and a cluster. When he bruises a cluster, he makes you as the whole,
each one moving
their life onto the other.
They flow together
in the love of God.
Feel it flowing together there.
Whether thou little,
young or old,
Rich or poor, black or white,
all it's required
is obedience in faith,
and the end result
is a full reward.
Oh, the wine of the grape,
that flows from the branch,
that flows from the vine,
that makes us all one.
Oh, the treadmill of love, is something to behold.
It brings forth anew
by crushing the old. Oh, the Spirit of glory
is something to feel.
It draws all together
like grapes in a cluster.
No efforts of man,
no religious doctrines.
They're all drawn together
by the love of God.
It's a dream of our Father.
For his son.
But now he has awakened.
In glory and fire.
And the dream that he had.
Hath been done.
Oh, the glory of God,
moving through His Son,
binds us together,
and makes us all one,
in the treadmill of His love.
We smite the old
and release the new wine
that makes us all one.
Crushes the old,
and the Spirit of glory
brings forth His wine,
and we all flow together
in the love of our Father,
all made one.
A body for His Son.
For now, we need to get ready for something else. Some of you got assignments you need to get on them, and some of you that did not hear the tapes yesterday morning on that council and last night, y'all need to get together and get them to where we can get prepared now to move on into this thing. God revealed His plan of that last oneness and bring together. And what we want to do is make sure that we have everything in readiness. Move on into it. We've had the feeling of it now. We want the truth of it established. Okay? Brother Joe, you get all your people now. Anyone else here that from Dallas that didn't hear yesterday morning or last night? Let's hear them both. Dallas or Green Joe, did you Joseph, did you hear yesterday morning? Okay, everyone get on the ones they missed now. Don't end up. Oh, don't end up not being part of the body when it flows together. Okay? As it flows together. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. The treadmill of his love crushes the old and brings forth a new wine that flows all together and mixes in the water and makes us all one. Oh, the fruit of the vine that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine, hath made us one. The treadmill of his love that crushes my soul and brings forth his life and makes our breath one.